All right, I want to say good morning. So we left off top of Samech Vav Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, if you remember again, they were talking about the situation of Bosai, where there were a group of Jews. There were a group of Jews who had gone ahead and rented out rooms in the Pundak, a particular inn. And then what happened? There was a non-Jewish resident there as well. And the non-Jewish resident didn't show up until Shabbos. So they had made an Erev, or didn't make an Erev, actually it's two different Gersels on Erev Shabbos. And comes Shabbos day, the non-Jew shows up. So the question that we had to deal with was, do they have the ability to rent out the area, the rights, the chaser rights, of the non-Jew on Shabbos or not? So this is a machlokus between those assembled, but the Gemara says ultimately they decided to go ahead and rent it also even on Shabbos. They came and they asked Rabbi Yochanan later on. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yaf tap line of Samech Vav Amud Aleph, Yafa asisem shescharten. Rabbi Yochanan tells them, Shkoyach, you did a good job in that you went ahead and you rented out the rights of the non-Jews. So the Gemara says the following. So also, according to this approach, Rabbi Yochanan then sanctioned the renting out of rights on Shabbos itself. Tau ba nardoi. So the Nardoim pondered this particular teaching. Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan actually say this? V'ha amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, socher ki ma'ariv dami, that when renting out the rights of a non-Jew in a chaser, renting out the rights of the non-Jew follows the same type of paradigm as making an Erev with Jews. What does that mean? My love, my ma'ariv mi ba'od yom, av socher mi ba'od yom. Does that not mean that the same way we're making an Erev, an Erev has to be made while it is still day, i.e. Erev Shabbos. So to renting out the rights of the non-Jew in the chaser also has to be done before Erev Shabbos? So the Gemara says, on Erev Shabbos? No, not necessarily, the Gemara says. Ma ma'arif, va'afid le'papos mishol puta, who said, just like you can make an Erev with Jews, even if what? Even if the amount you are contributing to the Erev is less than a puta. Af socher be'pachos mishaber puta. So too, when it comes to renting the area of the non-Jew, you can do so even with less than a pruta. Even less than a pruta. Comparison number two. Umam ma'arev afilu schiro ulikito. So we'll say this we saw yet. So I'm sorry. Even when it comes to Eruv, just like when it comes to Eruv, your hired hand or your employee could enter into the Eruv on your behalf. Look at Rashi. Umam ma'arev afilu schiro ulikito. Dinochri im Yisrohu. That's, I'm sorry. So, Mama Arif in Afilu Schiro Lekito, Af Socher Afilu Schiro Lekito. So, we'll say we will see that when it comes to Erev Chatzeros, so even your worker, let's say who lives with you, can go ahead and enter into the Erev on your behalf. So, too, we saw yesterday that when it comes to renting out the rights of the non Jew, who could do it on behalf of the non Jew? Even his worker who has some level of rights in the non Jew's Chatzeros. We saw that case yesterday. Furthermore, Mama Arif Afilu Schiro Lekito, good. Mama Arif Chamisha. Chamisha sheshruim b'chatzer achos echad ma'ariv ayvei kuvan. And just like by Eruv, if you have five people living in one chatzer, one could go ahead and make an Eruv on behalf of all of them. So we'll say, what is that talking about? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, echad ma'ariv ayvei kuvan kigon beis chatzeros. The case over here is, let's say you have two chatzeros, upesach beinehem, and there's an opening between them. Upa'u la'ariv ze zo im zo. And both chatzeros, we'll say this is not talking about a case of an Erev within one chatzer, this is talking about a case of an Erev between two chatzeros. So two chatzeros want to make an Erev with each other. They have an opening between them. Uba la'arev zo im zo. Echad molich eruvo shel zo, l'soch shel zo. V'havi shaliach l'chadero. So we'll say again, so the residents of chatzer A want to make an Erev with the residents of chatzer B. So you don't need all of the residents of chatzer A to participate, rather what? One of the residents of Chatzer A could be the shaliach for all of the residents of Chatzer A. Ki disad b'hayperka chamisha shegavu esei ruvan kishin molichnos alamakum acher echad molich ayvei kulon. So back to the Gemara. So just like by Eruv, if let's say again two adjacent chatzeros with an opening in between them and they want to make an Eruv with each other, so one of the members of the Eruv can go ahead and make the Eruv on behalf of the collective. So too in renting out the rights of a non-Jew in a chatzer, there are five people who dwell in one chatzer, Echad socher al yidei kulon. One has the ability to rent the rights of the non-Jew on behalf of all of them. Look at Rashi. Chamisha, Yisrael sheshruin im hanochri b'chatzer achos. Five Jews are living with the non-Jew in one chatzer. Echad mehen socher min hanochri b'shvil kulon. One could go ahead and rent the rights of the non-Jew on behalf of everyone. Fine. So Moshe says the Gemara, Tahi ba Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar pondered this thing. Rabbi said, Tahi ba means more than just pondered. Tahi ba means he had a question. He had a question. So Rabbi Elazar has a question on his teaching. Am Rabbi Zera, my tihia de Rabbi Elazar. What is the pondering of Rabbi Elazar? Meaning, what is he contemplating? Am Rav Sheshes, Gavra Rabba Rabbi Zera, lo yada my tihia de Rabbi Elazar. Great man like Rabbi Zera, you don't know what's bothering Rabbi Elazar. Kakashi le Shmuel Rabbi. You know what's bothering Rabbi Elazar? What's bothering him is the statement of Shmuel, his Rabbi. Why? What did Shmuel say? Damer Shmuel, komakom sheosrin ma'arav zolosaki. Now Shmuel is going to espouse a number of different teachings. Now, also remember, just to keep our train of thought here, it's important to remember the Gemara is focusing. The Gemara over here is focusing on this last case on Samech Hei Amud Bey, specifically about this idea of renting out the rights of the non-Jew in the Chatzer on Shabbos. Remember, the case over here is they were all renting rooms. They knew there was a non-Jew, but remember, again, we've already established that Lamaisa, what happens if the non-Jew is not there on Erev Shabbos? If he's not there, it's like he doesn't exist for Erev purposes. That's fine and dandy as long as he doesn't come back. Once he comes back, then Lamaisa, he's there. He's there. The question is, can you do anything about it or not? So remember again, the last sugya, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, that you can go ahead and rent out the rights of the non-Jew even on Shabbos. So just, this is a little bit of a convoluted, but the Gemara is going on a little bit of a detour, but we're still embedded in that case. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar was bothered by something that his Rabbi Shmuel said. What did Shmuel say? Damar Shmuel, komakom sheosrin u'ma'arvin mevatlin. So also listen to this. Now Shmuel is going to espouse a number of different principles. Case number one. Any place, any situation, any makom, sha'osrin, right, where the residents aser on each other, u'ma'arvin, and they have the ability to engage in an erev with each other, mevatlin. They have the ability to be mevatl v'rishos. Now what does this mean? Take a look at Rashi. Kol makom sha'osrin, Rashi says, ze al ze below erev. So anytime you have a situation where people prohibit on each other, people prohibit each other from carrying from their homes into the chatzar on Shabbos, right? In the absence of an eruv, v'mahayu rotsin la'ariv yichol la'ariv. So we'll say case number one is this is a classic case. People live in a chatzar, right? Jews live in a chatzar together, so they're osrin. They prohibit each other from carrying into their homes into their chatzar in the absence of an eruv. So any case where people prohibit upon each other, ma'arvin, right? And they have the ability to make an eruv. In that case, mevatlin. Look at Rashi. Mevatlin. Im shachacho velo irvu. For example, let's say Rabbi say, in the case, a regular case of the chazer, all Jews, one of the Jews forgot to make an eruv. Or they forgot to make an eruv. Im shachacho velo irvu. Mevatlin reshusan le'echad man. So say, what do you do in a case where you forget about an eruv? So this will be, we'll see this Mishnah in three blocks from now. So what you do in the case where you forget to make an Eruv, so they're mevatel the reshus to one of the people in the chatzar. Everybody yields their rights in the chatzar to one individual. V'ahave kulei chatzar didei. And ultimately, the entire chatzar becomes the property of one individual. Utehe muteres lataltel b'kula. And it becomes permitted to go out and carry throughout the chatzar. Obyovad shelo yotzio min abatim l'chatzar. We'll see the mechanics of this case right now, but what Rashi seems to be saying over here is, in the event that they go ahead and they forget to make an Eruv, an interesting remedy they have is everyone could yield their rights, be mevatel their rights in the Chatzar to one individual. Now, what that allows them to do, we'll see, is carry throughout the Chatzar. It won't allow them to carry from their homes to the chatzar, because that's still from one rishus, their home, to another rishus, the other individuals. But it allows them at least to carry in the chatzar, because the chatzar has the status not of a joint rishus ayachid, but owned by one individual. Okay?
That individual carries
them. Yeah. That's Sanach Tess. We're going to get into this Mishnah, but the answer to that is yes. The individual who owns the chatzar can carry from his home to the chatzar. So we'll say this is case number one. You're going to see why the Gemara is espousing all of these principles. So case number one, is called Makom Sha'osrin, anytime the residents prohibit on each other, Uma Arvin, and they have the ability to make an Erev with each other, Mevatlin. They have the ability to be Mevatl the Rishus to one another as well. Next case, Ma'arvin, if they can engage in an Erev with each other, Ve'ein Osrin, but they do not go ahead and Aser on each other. So we'll say again, I'll show you something interesting here. Sifi, if anybody has the picture books. So, not that you really need a picture for this. Not all that complicated. Alright, I think it makes it more complicated if you do the pictures, actually. Alright, so we'll do with the pictures after now. So the Gemara is the following. Case number two. Ma'arvin ve'in osrin, in a case where they have an Eruv, but where they can make an Eruv, but they would not go ahead and asr on each other. So the truth is, this is the case of Ma'arvin ve'in osrin, also it would be a case of, actually I think Rashi says it over here. The truth is, the Gemara, we'll see it in the Gemara. I'm sorry, let's not skip that. Let's just read these cases first, and we'll explain it afterwards. Case number two is Ma'arvin Ve'in Osrin, a case where you could have an area that the residents could enter into an Eruv, but yet what? If they don't enter into an Eruv, they do not prevent each other from carrying in their Rishuyos. So I'll tell you just quickly outside. This case over here will be the case of two adjacent chatzeros that have an opening between them. We'll see, and each have an opening through Sarabim as well. In that case, they can choose to make an Erev with each other, but they don't have to make an Erev with each other. And if they don't make an Erev with each other, each one, they can't carry from one chatzer to the next, but what? Each one could still go ahead and carry in his own chatzer. So in that case,
each one can carry in their own chutzer and the chutzer of the other, but cannot carry from one chutzer to the next. Never mind, sorry.
They can each carry in their own chutzer.
And if I go into your chutzer, my adjacent neighbor, I can carry in yours.
No.
Okay.
No, why? That's not your chutzer.
Because I didn't answer.
Right, but I'm not included in that Eruf. You're saying not carrying from one chutzner, but
correct,
going into the next chutzner.
Correct.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. Right, it's true in everything else about that case. Okay, good. Fine. So the Gemara says again, case number two, Ma'arav Ein Osrin, Osrin Ve'in Ma'arav. So in a case of either way, they go ahead and they make an Erev. I'm just going to read the cases, then we'll explain them later. So Ma'arav Ein Osrin, except you can make an Erev, but on both sides, the Erev is not necessary because even in the absence of the Erev, the residents don't aser on each other. Or Osrin Ve'in Ma'arav, or in a case of where the residents do aser on each other, but ultimately, again, they don't make an Eruv. In all of these cases, Ein Mevatlin. In all of these cases, Rabbosai, you cannot go ahead and yield your rights in the Chotzer. Kol Mokom She'osrin U'ma'arvin U'mevatlin. So Rabbosai, now I think we're going to go through each of these cases. What's the case? First case of Shmuel. First principle of Shmuel. Of any place where the residents aser on each other, and they can make an Eruv. In that case, they can yield their rights. What's the case there? Kigon, Beis Chatzeros Zulifni Mizu. So the case over there would be, let's say you have two Chatzeros. One that is inside the other. Now, remember, we had this case yesterday. So this is the case again. If you're looking in the picture books, this was the case. This was picture 233. So the inner Chatzer, doesn't have its own exit. So the only way that the inner Chatzer has the ability to go ahead and exit to the Surah is out is through the outer Chatzer. So the Gemara says, Kigon, Beis Chatzeros Zulifni Mizu. Ma'arvin. So they have to go ahead and they make an Eruv with each other. Ve'ein Osrin. But interestingly enough, they won't Aser on each other. And Ein Mevatlin. And therefore, Abol said they won't go ahead and don't have the rights of, they don't have the ability to yield the rights. Kigon. Beis Chatzer. Abol said, this is case number two. So case number one of what Shmuel called Osrin. I'm sorry. Osrin, Ma'arvin, and Mevatlin. That case again of where the residents aser on each other need to make an Erev with each other and therefore could yield their rights to each other is where the case of Chatzer Zulif Nimizu, right? One Chatzer inside or in behind another, and the inner Chatzer has rights of passage, and the outer one does not have its own exit. Fine. Case number two Case number two is Bechazar Zulif Nemizu. Ma'arvin ve'ein osrin in mevatlin. What's the case of ultimately, case number two, of where they can make an Erev with each other, but if they don't aser. And therefore, because they don't aser, they can't be mevatl their rights. Kigon, Beis Chatzeros, Pechaz, Pesach Echad Beneim. So this is case number two. Two adjacent Chatzeros. They have an opening between each other, but what? But what? But remember, they each have an opening into Rosh Sarabim, which means that they don't need each other. So if they want to make an Erev, they can, but they don't have to, therefore they can't yield their rights. Case number three. Osrin ve'in ma'arvin, in mevatlin. What's the case of where they prohibit upon each other, but they can't make an Erev, therefore they can't be mevatl? La suye mai, lav la suye nochri. Is that not the case of the non-Jew? We'll say, isn't that not the case of the Chatzar of a non-Jew? Now, also remember, when you have a non-Jew living in the Chatzar, therefore it's Ostrin, right? It's problematic, right? It's problematic. Ve'in ma'arvin. In ma'arvin means what? You can't make an Erev with a non-Jew, you can only do Schiras Makum, and therefore in mevatlin. And therefore you can't yield your rights in the Chatzar. But we'll say, let's understand something. The Gemara is making these two assumptions. Assumption number one is that the only time you can go ahead and yield rights in the Chatzar, remember, this idea of yielding rights in the Chatzar is a kula. Is a rabbinic leniency. What's the rabbinic leniency? Rabbinic leniency is in cases where you could have made an Erev, and now that you don't make an Erev, there's an Isser. So the rabbi said, okay, we'll let you go ahead and essentially yield your rights in the Chatzar to one individual, and therefore at least that one individual could carry from his home to the Chatzar, and everyone else at least could carry in the Chatzar itself. The Gemara is suggesting, however, that that leniency is only in cases where an Erev could have been made, and now the absence of the Erev prohibits individuals from using the Chatzar. But if one of those two qualities are not present, then the rabbis do not give you the leniency in being mevatel Yerushos. So the Gemara says, now case number three of Osrin ve'in ma'arvin and in mevatlin. So what's case number three of Osrin where the residents prohibit upon each other, but they can't make an Erev with each other, and therefore because they're missing one of the two, they can't yield their rights. So what's the case there? That must be the case of where a Nochri, a non-Jew, lives in the Chatzar. Therefore, I will say the residents aser on each other, meaning they can't just stand carry. They need to do something. Ein ma'arvin, because you don't make an Erev with a guy, you have to do schiras makom. And therefore, because of that, they can't yield their rights. So the Gemara says, what's the case? What's the case? E da'asam me'etmo, logar. And if the case is where the non-Jew is present on Friday afternoon, then what? Then let's go ahead and rent the rights from him on Friday afternoon. So the Gemara says, logar me'esmo. Elo, top of Samech Vavam Beis, Elo Lav, the awesome Shabbos. Rather, what must be the case? The case must be is where the non-Jew showed up on Shabbos. V'katoni Osrin, V'ein Ma'arvin, Ein Mevatlin. So we'll say, what do we see from there? We can get, what did Shmuel Paskin? Shmuel Paskin, that when the non-Jew shows up on Shabbos, we say Osrin, L'maisa, the residents prohibit upon each other, V'ein Ma'arvin, they can't engage in an Eruv, and in mevatlin, they cannot go ahead and give up their rights. Shma mino. So Rav said, what do you see from this? Take a look at the top Rashi. And alav the asav shabsa, ama bitol rishus lo tikun ela hecha de chazul eruv me'etmo. So Rav said, what do you see from here? That the concept of bitol rishus, the concept of yielding your rights in a chatzar to one of the residents of the chatzar is only a din when? Only it did ultimately where they had the ability to make an Erev yesterday. But because they didn't have the ability to make the Erev yesterday, therefore they don't have that right. So we'll say, why is the Gemara bringing this up? Because this is a contradiction to what Rabbi Yochanan said before. Rabbi Yochanan said before that they can rent the rights of the non-Jew in the Chatzar, even on Shabbos. Now the Gemara has just demonstrated from this whole statement to Shmuel that that's not the case. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Shmamina.
So what they said before is not correct.
What who said before?
That
the Gemara is now posing a contradiction to that. That is correct. The Gemara is now asking, according to the way Rabbi Elazar understood his Rabbi Shmuel's statement, this would show that what Rabbi Yochanan Paskin about the ability to rent out the non-Jews which is on Shabbos is wrong. Is wrong.
The first two cases are happening on Shabbos.
Shabbos. Yeah, the answer is yes and no, meaning parts of it can happen on Shabbos, parts of it can happen before Shabbos. Shmuel's not necessarily talking about cases. Shmuel's really talking about situations. He's talking about constructs. Constructs. So yes, so the answer, Bitul Rishus happens on Shabbos. Bitul Rishus is the leniency. Remember, I will say, Bitul Rishus is like the Erev fail safe. that if for some reason you didn't make your Erev or your Erev backfire, you always have this ability to be Mevatel Yerushus. So, yes, the answer is Shabbos. The answer is Shabbos. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Shmia Vi Hashmaisa. So Rav Yosef said, I never heard this before. And I will say, Rashi says, what did he never hear before? Rashi says, Hashmaisa, Shmuel, Damar Veshtecha Tzera Zulif Nimizu, Sheyucha Levatel Drisas Raglam Lechitzon. I will say, remember, one of the statements that Shmuel made was the following. Case number one in Shmuel's case was what? It was a case of where they asked on each other. They have the ability to make an Eruv with each other, and therefore they can yield their right to each other. So remember, how did we define that case? That was the case of Chatzar Lefnim Nizu, Chatzar Lefnim Mechatzar. You have an inner Chatzar, and also remember this case, inner Chatzar and an outer Chatzar. The inner Chatzar has no other exit to Rosh Saradim. So how does it exit? It has rights of passage through the outer Chatzar. Through the outer chatzar, okay. So now, what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said that lemaisa, that's a case of where the resident asked on each other. Remember, this goes like going back to yesterday's daf. This goes according to Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that whenever you have rites of passage, so by definition, that makes you like a resident of that chatzar. So therefore, again, I've also said they asked on each other, and therefore they have to make an eruv with each other, and therefore, in the absence of an eruv, what could happen? Rashi says, Shmuel says that Lemaisa, the residents of the inner chatzar, have the ability to yield their rights to the residents of the outer chatzar. And I will say, what would happen if they yield their rights to the residents of the outer chatzar? That would allow the people of the outer chatzar to not have to include the people in the inner chatzar in their Eruv. So Rabbi Yosef says, I never heard this idea before, that Lemaisa, the people of the inner chatzar could go ahead and be mevatel their rights of drisas regalim, of drisas raglam, of passage to the residents of the outer chatzar. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye at Amrit Nehilan. So Abaye says, Rebbe, you taught it to us. Rebbe says, it's actually very interesting. Look at Rashi for just a moment. At Amrit Nehilan, this is fascinating. Rav Yosef chala v'shachach tamudo. Rav Yosef was ill and he forgot his learning. Rabbi say, I don't know what this means, whether it means that he had like a type of Alzheimer's or dementia, or that he had some kind of injury, and he often used to forget his teachings. And what happened? The Kamat Kirle Abaye Tamido. Abaye, who was his Talmud, often reminded his Rebbe of what his Rebbe had taught. Quite amazing. So Abaye says, Rebbe, you taught it to us. The Aha Amrit Nehila. And Rebbe, here's where you taught it to us. The Amr Shmuel, Ein Bitl Rishus Mechatzer Lechatzer. Ve'ein bitl rishus b'churva. Rebbe, you draw us the following statement. That Shmuel holds, there's no bitl rishus from one chatzar to another chatzar. Right? Meaning you can't yield your rights from one chatzar to another. In other words, here's what's interesting. That what Shmuel seems to be saying, although we'll further clarify it, is the concept of bitl rishus is where lemaisa, it's in your own chatzar. That's where you have those rights. But from one chatzar to the next, there is no din of bitl rishus. Similarly, ein bitul rishus b'churva. There is no such thing as yielding your rights in a churva, in a ruin. Now, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Ein bitul rishus b'churva. Rashi says, bayis mikan ubayis mikan v'churva b'neiv. So, we'll say if you have a house on one side, a house on another side, and a ruin, in between them, ubeis abatin pesuchem lo, and both homes open up into the ruin. And I will say, again, remember, this is a joint area, and therefore, the only way for everyone to use the Churva is if they join in an Eruv. So, remember, it's interesting enough, what the Gemara now is saying is, that the idea of bitul rishus is a leniency. The rabbis only allowed you to avail yourself of that kula in specific situations. Number one, only in the rishus in which you live, not into another rishus. That's number one. And number two, not into a churba. Now, what does it mean a churba? Rashi explains, two homes open up into a ruin. It's a shared area. In order for them to go ahead and carry from their homes into that area, they have to make an eruv. Let's say they didn't make an eruv. So now what happens? We'll call him Ruvain. Wants to yield his rights to Shimon. So the Gemara Shmuel said, can't do it. Why? Because the only time the rabbis allowed Bitul Rishus is when? Is in the case of a Chatzar. Why? Because what happens to both sides of a Chatzar? As I mentioned before, people use their chutzpah is not a backyard. Chutzpah is not just a place you live to have your barbecue. People used to use their chutzpah for real activities of daily living. That's when that's in that case where the rabbis allowed you to go to be mabatel yerushos. But a chorva, which apparently was not really used for those activities of daily living, the rabbis are allowed to be mabatel yerushos. The amrat lan Allah. And now remember, this is Abaye talking to his Rebbe, Rebbe Yosef. Rebbe, Rebbe Yosef, you told us the following. Ki amar Shmuel in bitul rishus mechatzel lechatzer. When did Shmuel say that there's no bitul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer? Lo amran ella shtei chatzeros upesach echad beinehem. Rebbe, you told us that was true in a case of two chatzeros, let's say side-by-side chatzeros, and there's an opening between them. I will say the assumption also is not only is there an opening between them, but what? They each also have what? Their own opening to Rishus HaRabim. That's the case where Shmuel says they can't meet Levatel the Rishus one to the other. Why? Because it's not necessary. Because all that happens now is if they're not Levatel the Rishus one to the other, what does that mean? They can't carry from one to the other, but what can they still do? They can still carry in their own chatzah. Meaning, Chazal only allowed for Bittul Rishus in a case where the absence of the Erev impacts upon your ability to carry in your own chatzar. But they did not allow Bittul Rishus in the case of so that you could carry from one chatzar to the other. However, avazulif nimizu, but when you have a case of one chatzar and another chatzar, mitoch sha'osrin ze'al ze', since these prohibit these, now also remember who's prohibiting who, the guys of the inner chatzar are prohibiting the guys of the outer chatzar from carrying into their chatzar. Why? Because since the inner chatzar has the right of passage through the outer chatzar, they are considered to be like residents of the outer chatzar as well, and therefore the absence of the Eruv prevents the people of the outer chatzar from carrying into their Rishus. So therefore, Rebbe, you told us the name of Shmuel, that Shmuel would allow, in that case, of where chatzar lefnim chatzar, would allow you to go to be mavat Rishus. Look at Rashi. He talks shasurin, b'nei pnimis al b'nei chitzora. The residents of the inner chatzar, asra, the residents of the outer chatzar, mishum drisas regel, because of rites of passage, mevatlin lahem drisas reglam, im lo irvu pnei pnimis, afil la'atzma, tahav yiregel asur b'mkoma b'oser shalom, b'mkoma ashti b'atzma. Also, listen to this. So now you have Shmuel saying, that you can't be mevatl your rishus, for you can't be mevatl your rights from one chatzar to another chatzar. Comes along Rav Abai, and Abai says, Rav Yosef, Rebbe, you qualified Shmuel's ruling to teach us about two adjacent chaseros that have a shared opening, but that both have their own opening to Rosh Rabin. That case, Shmuel said, you can't be Mavatl Yerushas, because the truth is, Bittul Rishus is only a din in your own chaser. But in the case of chaser lefnim chaser, an inner chaser, outer chaser, where the absence of an Erev will again, the rites of passage from the outer chaser to the inner chaser, will prevent the people of the inner chaser from going and carrying in their own chaser. In that case, you, Rebbe Rav Yosef, told us that Shmuel said that in that case, Bittul Rishus would work. So Bittul Rishus mechatzer lechatzer works when you don't have that, it will impact the people in the other chatzer from utilizing their chatzer properly. Amale, so Rav Yosef responds, Ana Anina Mishmei de Shmuel Hachif. I'm wondering if Shmuel actually ever said this. Va'amar Shmuel, Ein Lano Be'eruvin, Ela kilashon mishnasenu. But Shmuel said that when it comes to Erevin, all we can possibly like Rav Osai is like the wording we find in our Mishnayos. What does the Mishnah say? Anshei chaser v'lo anshei chatzeros. So we'll see later on that the lashon of the Mishnah is anshei chaser sheshachach echad mehen. So we will discuss in the next Mishnah. Zan Samech Tassim of Rashi says, we'll discuss in the next Mishnah. It says, Anshei Chatzer, right? That if you have the residence of a Chatzer, and one of the residents forgot to join in the Eruv. So said, that's the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to talk about Bittul Rishus, yielding your rights. So what Rav Yosef is now saying is, the Mishnah itself is only phrased in what kind of case? Of dealing with one Chatzer. The Mishnah never deals of from one chatzar to another chatzar. Therefore, says Rav Yosef, I'm not sure Shmuel could say that, because after all, when it comes to Erevin, we only have like lashon of the Mishnah. Amar lei ki amrat lan ein lanu be'erevin ela kilashon mishnasenu. When Shmuel said that we only have an Erevin like the lashon of our Mishnah, aha amrat lan. This is what it means to tell us. Or he was referring to this case. Shehamavoy lechatziros ki chatzar lebatim. Then the Mishnah says that the Mavui is to the Chatzeros, like the Chatzer is to the homes. Now we'll say, what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. Shamavui lechatzeros kechatzer lebatim, v'masnisin depirkin hi, v'kadayik Shmuel belishna dechatzeros ubatim. Shmuel was medayik in this Lashon, and he learned how to find v'yafina minala kamon, delo mikra mavui lios nitar belechi v'kora, ad shubatim v'chatzeros pesuchim lesocho. Shtei chatzeros lemavui, u'shtei batim lechatzer. So we'll say, apparently what the Gemara says over here is that Shmuel was not making a general statement. Shmuel was making a specific statement in a specific case. That Shmuel was being medayik in the Lashon of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah said that a mavoi is to the chatzeros, what a chatzer is to the batim. And essentially, just like you need a minimum of two homes to go ahead and create a chatzer, so too you need a minimum of two chatzeros with two homes each in order to create a mavoi. Fine. Gufa. Amar Shmuel. In bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. So we'll say the Gemara. So remember, Shmuel said before that there is no such thing as bitul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. Right? So meaning the only time that bitul rishus applies is in one's own chatzer, but not to another chatzer. Furthermore, there ain't bitul rishus bechorva, and also there's no such concept of bitul rishus in a chorva. Meaning also what we said before is the din of yielding one's right in a chatzer is a din in chatzer. Because in the chatzer is where people used to engage in daily activities of daily living. For Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Yesh bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. Rabbi Yochanan argues, and he says, no. There is a concept of yielding one's rights, even from one chatzer to another chatzer. V'yesh bitul rishus bechorva. Similarly, there is the ability to yield one's rights in a chorva as well. So Gemara says, utzricha. You need both of these cases. They're both like, the common denominator between Rishus the Rishus and Chorva is what? Neither of them are your Chatzar. Neither of them are your Chatzar. So we'll say, then the question becomes, why do you need both cases? In other words, the principle that Rabbi Yochanan is espousing is what? That when you have rights in an area that's not your primary domicile, it's not your primary Chatzar, you can yield those rights as well. Okay? So once I go ahead and I know that principle, why do you have to tell it to me two different ways? Why do you have to tell it to me chatzer lechatzer and churva? Once I know the principle, because we'll say it's the same concept. Once I have rights in an area that's not my primary domicile, another chatzer is not my primary domicile, nor is the churva my primary domicile, because it's not a chatzer, it's not an area that's used for activities of daily living. So once you tell me that I could yield rights in one of those cases, I automatically know the other. Why do you have to tell me both? Utsricha, diashmur in the chatzer lechatzer. If it would have just told me that I could yield my rights from one chatzer to the other chatzer, bahaka amar Shmuel. In that case, Shmuel says that you can why. Mishum daha tashmish talochud. Baha tashmish talochud. The reason why Shmuel would disagree in that case is because Shmuel would say in the case of chatzer lechatzer, each one is its own independent entity. Aval churva. But in the case of churva, right, in the case of the ruin, the tashmishta chada letarvayu, that there's one usage for both of them. Ema modi le Rabbi Yochanan, I would have thought that maybe Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Yochanan that you can do bitul rishus in that case because it more resembles a chatzer. Kamash malan, no. V'chi itmar baha, and if we'd have just said the case of the churva, baha kam Rabbi Yochanan. This is the case Rabbi Yochanan said that you can mevatel rishus. However, about bahach. But in the other case, i.e. of chatzer lechatzer, maybe you would agree with Shmuel, therefore it's tzricha, therefore you need both cases. Amar Abaye, hada amar Shmuel ein bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. So the Abaye says, when Shmuel said that you can't give up your rights, you can't yield your rights from one chatzer to the next, lo amran ela b'shtei chatzeros u'pesach echad b'nehen. That's only talking about a case, I will say, a very specific case, of two chatzeros that are adjacent to each other, share a common wall. There is an opening in that wall that links them, but each have their own exit to Rishus HaRabim. Ava beis chatzeros zu lifnim mizu. But if you have two chatzeros, one inside of the other chatzer, and also remember, the inner chatzer, only way to get out to the Rishus HaRabim is how? It's through the outer chatzer. Therefore, it has rights of passage through the outer chatzer. Sha'osrin, because they effectively, again, asr on one another. Chavos, I remember, is another way of saying that since the inner chatzer has rights of passage on the outer chatzer, if they don't join in the erev of the outer chatzer, they could prohibit the outer chatzer. Therefore, mevatlin. Therefore, they would have, in that case, the right to yield rights. Well, so just to show you how that works out, What that would mean essentially is that if, let's say, you have this chaser, the chaser from the chaser, I have inner chaser, remember, totally closed off, no exit to Rosh Sarabim. I have outer chaser that has an exit to Rosh Sarabim. And the only way that the inner chaser gets to the outer chaser is through walking through it, walking through the outer chaser. And also, I remember, in a classic case, we would say those two chaseros have to engage in an Erev with each other. Have to engage in, let's say they didn't. Let's say they didn't. So remember, Shmuel made a statement that Ein Mevatel Nechatzer L'Chatzer, which would seem to mean that you can't yield rights from one chaser to another chaser. So also, I remember, let's say they didn't make an Erev. So what would the people of the inner chaser want to do if they didn't make an Erev? People of the inner chaser want to be a nice guy. They don't want to prohibit the people of the outer chutz from carrying into the chutz. So what would they do? What would they do? They would yield their rights in the outer chutz, which means they would yield their rights of passage in that outer chutz. Essentially, by removing their rights from the outer chutz, they remove themselves, which then would effectively do what? Would allow the residents of the outer chutz to utilize their chutz, to carry into their chutz. So the Gemara is suggesting over here, or I should say, the Gemara Abai is suggesting over here that even Shmuel would agree to this case. Because the only case when Shmuel said, Ein mevatel nechatzer l'chatzer, is when both people, even if they're not mevatel the Rishus, could use their own chaseros unimpacted. Unimpacted. But if now the Maisa, right, if they don't join in the Eruv, the residents of the inner chatzer do negatively impact residents of the outer chatzer, in that case Shmuel would agree that you could do Bitul Rishus. Rava Amar, Rava says no. Afidu shtei chaseros zolof nemizu. Pamim mevatlin, pamim einu mevatlin. Rava says no. Even in the case of two chaseros, one inside of the other, there are times that you can be mevatel rishus and times that you can't. What does that mean? Keitzad. Nosnu eruv and bechitzona, if they place their eruv in the inner chaser, v'shachach echad bein mena pninis. Bein mena chitzobos. This is an interesting case. Now let's say the two chaseros, anyone and one made an Erev. And what happened? Made Erev together. And what happens? They place the Erev in the inner chatzar. And one of the residents, v'shachach echad, beimin apnimis beimin achitzor, one of the residents, whether a resident of the inner chatzar or outer chatzar, forgot to participate in the Erev, v'lo Erev, shtein asuros. So we'll say, in that case, both will be asur. Both will be asur. Rashi says, shtein asuros, v'lo mahani luhu bitul. We'll see why. Nosnu Eruvan Bipnimis. So ever again, if they place their Eruv in the inner one, so this is a joint Eruv. Inner Chatzar, Outer Chatzar joining in one joint Eruv, but they place the Eruv in the inner Chatzar. V'shachach echad min apnimis v'lo Eruv. And one of the residents of the inner Chatzar forgot, did not participate. V'lo Eruv, shtehen asuros. Both will be asur. Shachach echad min achitzona. But if one of the outer residents did not participate, v'lo Eruv, Pnimis muteres, v'chitzona asura. So we'll say that effectively, the inner chatzah will be mutter, the outer chatzah will be asur. Nasnu eruvan v'chitzona, if they place the eruv on the outside chatzah, v'shachach echad bein min apnimis, bein min achitzona. And one of the residents, whether he's of the inner chatzah or outer chatzah, forgot to participate, v'lo eruv, shtehen asuros. They're both asur. Hai bar pnimis l'man nivato. So we'll say that the Gemara asks, let's say the resident of the inner chatzar forgot to participate in the Eruv, who should he yield his rights to? Lebato lipnei pnimis, if he's going to be mevatel his rights to the residents of the inner chatzar, lesa le'eruvayu gabayu. That can't be, Rabbi Osei, because again, just yielding his rights to the people of the inner chatzar does not remove the fact, what about the people of the outer chatzar? Lebato lipnei chitzona, if he's going to be mevatel his rights to the people of the outer chatzar, Ain bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. There's no bitul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. Hai bar chitzona leman nivatil. Similarly, again, if you have a resident of the outer chatzer that forgot to participate in the eruv, who should he yield his rights to? Libatil lebnei chitzona. If he's going to yield his rights to the people of the outer chatzer, ikapnimis. These residents of the inner chatzer, da asra alaihu, that will still prohibit. Libatil lebnei pnimis. If you're going to negate his rights to the people of the inner chatzer, Ein bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. There is no bitul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. Nosnu eruvan bepnimis, v'shachach echad min apnimis v'lo erev, shtehen asuros. Similarly, again, if you put your eruv in the inner chatzer, and one of the residents of the inner chatzer forgot and did not participate, both will be asur. Hai bar pnimis l'man nivatel. who could anyone be mevatel zushus to? The batel libnei penimis, if he's going to give up his rights to people of the inner chotzer, ikachitzona. They're still the residents of the outer chotzer. The asra alaihu libatel libnei chitzona. If he's going to go ahead and be mevatel to the people of the chitzona, to the outer chotzer, ein bitul rishus mechotzer lechotzer. There is no bitul rishus from one chotzer to the next. So we'll stop over here. But the Gemara brings again a new case on the side. But remember what's happening over here. This is Rava coming along. Remember, we have a fundamental machlokes on Abayi and Rava. So Abayi wanted to say that even according to Shmuel, who holds that ein mevatel mechotzer lechotzer, that's only true by two side by side adjacent chatzeros that have an opening between them, both open up a Dorosh Sarabim. That's the case of where they can't be, you can't yield one right from one chatzer to the next simply because they don't need it. Simply because it's not necessary. It's not necessary. But however, in the case of Zu Lefnim Yizu, where it will be necessary, otherwise one chatzer could actually ask for the other, even Shmuel would agree that the residents of the inner chatzer could yield their rights to the residents of the outer chatzer and at least allow the outer chatzer to be able to carry. Rava says, not necessarily. Rava is essentially going to say, Rabo said that everything depends on what? Where they placed the joint Eruv. Technically speaking, we will see that there are certain circumstances where Bitul Rishus can happen, certain circumstances where Bitul Rishus can happen. In all of the cases enumerated so far, Rava seemed to come to the conclusion that Bitul Rishus cannot happen. Starting tomorrow, Sadach Zayin Amud Aleph, Rava will tell us of the case of Bitul Rishus, of the case of where Bitul Rishus can happen. All right.
What if one and the guy can move the both inner and the outer?